This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I didn't believe this guy at first. They were talking about achievements that are unreal. This guy said he hit for the cycle with the local bar four women and four different nights. I said, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
He responds back with, Clancy's in Blue Springs, home of the divorcees and community college honeys. You know what I'm talking about, Dusty. Now I believe you.
The same bar four nights in a row?
Clancy's was a staple in Blue Springs. That's where I cut my teeth. Getting in that place. It doesn't matter now because it's closed. When I was in that place at 20 years old, my buddy's dad, Doug. R.I.P., Doug. Miss you forever. But Big Ernie would let us in. Big Ern.
Where was that located?
Outer Road of I-70. So I don't know what that outer road, north side, north outer road. I don't know. It was on the outer road. There was like on your way to like, if you're going east towards like Green Valley, Oak Grove on the right side.
Yeah.
Was Clancy's. Used to be like a Waffle House or a White Castle.
Okay.
There used to be a hotel there. There might still be, but there was a hotel. Clancy's, go down the road. There was like an IMAX, like the wall climbing place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was on Sundays, they had all you could eat wings for Chiefs games.
How much?
I mean, like $6. I don't know. Oh, but wow. That's when the Chiefs were terrible. You got one of those wooden bowls from the 90s.
Yeah.
Went to the wing
like
bar.
The
filled
Hooters,
up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah
you just
yeah.
ate it, man. So, man.
That sounds actually good. All you can eat wings for $6.
Yeah, the Chiefs play at noon.
Yeah.
So you got the, yeah, they were terrible.
Brody Croyle playing quarterback. But by God, we got all you can eat wings for $6.
Yeah, it was great, man. Like, gosh, I miss Clancy's. Ernie was such a great bartender. He would be like, all right, if I can make this behind my back, you got to buy shots. If I miss, I'll buy. He never made it.
Never made it.
That's awesome.
Off Jefferson. That's what it is. Yeah, so that's... Yeah, that's the old stomping grounds. No longer open. It's now like an event space.
Imagine having your event in a former White Castle. Like, where's your wedding? At this former White Castle. That would be actually kind of cool.
I thought it may or may not have been a White Castle. I know there was a White Castle on the outer road in Blue Springs, but yeah, that was the place. You could definitely injure drought at Clancy's if you know what I'm saying. More greatest achievements of all time coming on the text line. Got a bunch of Uncle Ricos out here. Hole in one at KC Country Club in front of my boss and coworkers.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
That would be really cool.
Oh,
just a hole in one in front of anybody would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm changing mine. I have an ace in disc golf. That's easily my best sports achievement. Easily. Yeah. Whatever.
Good for you. I'll give you credit. I don't want to be that guy. Good for you.
It's still cool. 400 feet, an ace.
Oh, okay. How many feet?
Over 400.
That's pretty tight, actually.
Yeah. That's a home run. I mean, that's, you know.
It's really far.
Yeah, no, it is.
It
is far.
And it moves a lot, yeah.
I was reading a tweet from a buddy of mine who works in Atlanta, and he was, like, out in left field at Truist Park the other day or whatever. He goes, oh, my God, I'm getting arthritis in my arm just looking at how far it is to throw that ball to second base, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you think about, oh, it's no big deal. Then you go out there and you look back and you're like, holy cow, this is far.
No way.
And these guys are hosing. So 400 feet with a frisbee, what I'm trying to get to, that's pretty damn good. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Felt good.
Ernie McCush, baby, Big Ern. That's right. You better believe it. Shout out Big Ern. Clancy's closed down years ago. It's a wedding event place now.
Thank you.
I mean, like, come on. Like, literally just said it's like an event space and it closed. Like, now I know how you feel when I do that to you.
Thanks for listening. They are on a 14-second delay.
That's fair.
You know, that is fair. And or that maybe text did come in pretty quick.
Maybe it's a 60-second delay with Mac and I in the studio.
Maybe, yeah, yeah. Or maybe they're on the app, which even further delays it. Yeah, so, you know.
So not getting our contracts extended. Oh, gosh.
So it is that he's back season, but we knew he was coming back, you know, beforehand. Mm-hmm. And Clark Hunt told us 2 weeks plus ago that Travis Kelce will be around.
No doubt about it. I certainly think so. I think he's enjoying playing the game. He's clearly, you know, one of the greatest tight ends of all time at this point. But I think he loves what he's doing.
One of. Come on, Clark.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
what if?
I may have to pay this guy again. I don't want to say he's the best, you know, right. And then they can use that against me. But you know, we knew 2 weeks ago that he was coming back. There was never a doubt in my mind that Travis Kelce was going to retire and walk away from the game.
There was if he won.
I don't know.
I thought
that
we got to that conclusion.
Maybe, I know what I would have done, mm-hmm. you know, but I don't know that. He would have done that. Like, if you win the Super Bowl, you've three-peated, you absolutely, in my opinion, I would have walked away. But I'm not a competitive athlete. I'm not a guy who says, once I end this, I can't do this anymore. And so once you close that door on being an athlete, it's not going to open anymore. Now, the Gronk thing that we can get to is interesting because he claims he's, you know, wants to come back. I saw an interview with the GM of the Broncos yesterday, and he goes, well, yeah, I just had heard that. They haven't told me. I don't hear anything about Gronk coming back. And so if he wants to, fine. But, you know, like, I haven't heard anything about that. But once you close that door, you're not kicking it back open again. And so that's why I think people want decisions. And that was the other thing, too. Veach goes, there's no timetable on this. Who was the one who came up with the timetable, too, that Travis Kelce had in, like, to the 18th? Like, that all of a sudden became, like, gospel out there. And Veach is like, that's never been an issue. We're not putting a timetable on Travis Kelce. I mean, the league year starts. We'd like that, but we're not going to put a timetable on it. And I think also, too, with Travis, you get away from the emotion. You get away from the of the Super Bowl, and you realize, I got one more go around in me, man. I'm not passing this up. I'm going for one more year.
Right.
You win, it's a different conversation, though. Yeah.
Right. It's also Chris Jones' tweet season, mm-hmm. Where he kind of just lets it all hang out, no pun intended. But he tweeted yesterday, my dog got to come back. We got unfinished business. How much money, comfortably, are you willing to put down that Travis Kelce's back next year?
All of it, yeah.
Everything you own?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, you're not doing the Jeopardy where you leave all of it
$1? Yeah, no.
Okay.
No.
So he's back.
Yeah.
No need to worry about it.
I mean, the owner said it. The GM said it yesterday.
Yeah, this is the GM.
That's been the number one question here. And look, I think the way we're handling this is, you know, in terms of deadlines, I've been hearing that a lot. I don't think there's a deadline with a guy like Travis. You know, his communication with us after the season is that he was playing and we look forward to having him back next season. If something does transpire in the next few months where something other than him playing pops up, then, you know, we'll deal with it. But I would say that where we sit right now, that Travis will be back next year. And again, looking forward to having him back.
Sounds like it had to be something catastrophically out of nowhere
right.
for him to be like, actually, guys, I'm out.
I'm out. And you know what kind of competitor Travis Kelce is. You think that the last game that he's ever played here, he wants it to be a game where people like Boomer Esiason are questioning whether or not he has heart?
I mean, video is the biggest enemy to your game.
It is. And then you go back and you hear that maybe there's more to the story that Brett Veach said.
You know, this year, I mean, we're never going to make excuses and talk about it, but, yeah. I mean, he was battling with pretty big illness there for the Super Bowl, but listen, the way the Eagles played, it wouldn't have made a difference.
Right, exactly, but that Travis has a better game if he's not, you know, praying to the porcelain gods or whatever, you know, being sick. Everybody's been sick. We get a little cold and we're like, I don't want to do anything. Imagine having the flu or whatever Travis had and playing in the Super Bowl, how difficult that is. And so that's the backstory to all of that. Oh, okay, he was sick. I heard Chris Jones was had a case of the bubble guts too, you know. So, like, a lot of these guys caught that bug at the worst possible time. They made it all week. They did everything they could to insulate and protect themselves. And diseases just happen. You happen to get sick. They just happen to get it at the wrong possible time. And so if I'm Travis Kelce, the last thing I want the last 3 weeks, everybody ripping my game and saying I'm washed and I'm no good because I was sick during the Super Bowl. Yeah, I'm coming back for another one to give all these people a nice big poop burger to eat.
Right. I mean, no excuses for me. You lost. Same. You got your ass kicked. Yeah. I don't care if you had a – you still play the game. You strapped up. You put your pads on. You put your jersey on. You put your helmet. You buckled your chin strap in. You lost.
What would people have said, though, if he didn't play and they said he didn't play because he had the flu? People are like, this is the Super Bowl. You got to play with the flu. So it's like a no-win for Travis, you know?
Mm. Somebody says your YouTube broadcast says you're still on commercial break, but you're not.
YouTube tends to lie to us, I guess.
No, yeah, it's telling the truth. Sorry.
You're okay, man. It's fine. We're at the end of the show. You checked out. We get it. It's okay.
We are going to commercial break, so just leave it.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's definitely going to commercial break now, but, you know, it's okay, because during the commercial break...
I'm not in trouble at all. No. We should be able to look at a little porn at work.
Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey, listen to 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
913-586-7965. Call in right now and tell me how much I suck.
On Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Diving right back into it in the 9 o'clock hour here on Fesco and Dusty. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Coming out of the NFL this morning, it's news and rumor season as we are at the combine. And I'm convinced that's what the combine's for, just to create news and rumors and all that kind of stuff. Nobody's running or doing anything anymore, but the rumors are great. This comes from Jordan Ron, a New York Giant insider. Quote, it's pretty clear the Giants' top priority at quarterback is Matthew Stafford.
As it should be.
And yeah, because I told you guys, I said, you sign a guy or trade for a guy like Matthew Stafford when you've been in an organization that's been looking for a quarterback since Eli retired, you kind of just let out a deep breath, right? Don't you feel more calm knowing that you have that veteran in the room? And for that reason alone, it's worth the $50 million a year that you could potentially spend on Matthew Stafford. And I know that sounds like a big, 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 big number, $50 million. Then you look around and you see there are 9 other quarterbacks in the NFL that are already making $50 million. And how many of those 9 would you choose over Matthew Stafford right now? Joe Burrow is one, and Jared Goff is on that list that you could have the conversation about.
I think
maybe
I'd have Stafford over Goff.
And that's an interesting one, because I think Goff is more of a product of his system than Matthew Stafford is. Matthew Stafford was good in Detroit.
Yes.
You know, I think Goff is good. Now, Goff was good in L.A., obviously, but he's been really, really good in Detroit. I think that's a good spot for him right now. So that's a guy that I would probably take if I was thinking about it. I would probably take Stafford over Goff. There's not many of these guys that are making $50 million or more right now at that quarterback position that I would be willing to take over Matthew Stafford at this point in time. Joe Burrow may be the only one on that list. Like, I'm trying to find the list again, and I'll pull it up and let you know who's on that list. But I know there's Tua's on that list. Trevor Lawrence is on that list. Like, I'm not taking any of those guys over Matthew Stafford at this point in time.
Well, I think you could also say, like, where do you rank Matthew Stafford in top quarterbacks in the NFL currently? Is he 7th?
Yeah, right around.
Yeah. So the only people above him are
Mahomes,
Allen, Burrow, Lamar.
Right.
Right. You're probably taking
Jaden and Jalen.
Yeah. You're taking Hurts and Daniels, and then you're leaving Herbert out.
Yeah, it's really close. Yeah.
Yeah. So here are the guys who are making $50 million or more. Do you know the highest paid quarterback in the NFL is?
Yes, it is Dak Prescott.
Yeah, it is. At $60 million a year.
And they're going to draft a quarterback.
In the middle rounds.
Someone's got an 8-inch rod.
Right. So are you taking Matthew Stafford or Dak Prescott?
Come on.
Exactly. Okay, number 2, Joe Burrow. You're taking Joe Burrow at this point over Matthew Stafford.
There's only 2 people I take above Joe Burrow.
Number 3 on the list, Jordan Love. Matthew Stafford or Jordan Love?
Stafford.
I'm taking Stafford. Trevor Lawrence or Matthew Stafford?
Stafford.
Tua or Matthew Stafford?
Stafford.
Jared Goff or Matthew Stafford?
Stafford.
Justin Herbert.
Stafford. Ugh.
We're talking about just for a year?
I don't know. It's up to you for interpretation, right?
Like, if it's a dynasty league, Herbert. If it's like for 1 year or 2 years, Stafford. Like if I'm the Giants, I would take Herbert over Stafford.
Well, yeah, because that sets you up for
long term. And he's one of the best quarterbacks of all time.
Exactly, according to Jim Harbaugh, right? Or John Harbaugh, or whatever Harbaugh.
Jim.
So then Lamar Jackson makes 50. I'd take Lamar. That's me. Jalen Hurts or Matthew Stafford?
Hurts. He's more mobile. He's more mobile and he's younger.
And so those are the guys who are all making $50 million a year. That's nine quarterbacks in this league. And you've said, and there's two definitives that we would all take, right? Over him, and that's Joe Burrow
and Lamar.
And maybe Herbert's on the fringe, but I still need to see more in the postseason. You know, him and Jalen Hurts is I love Jalen Hurts. I'm a Jalen Hurts apologist. I've said that, but I don't know that I'm taking him right now. Maybe I am, but I don't know. But like the moral of the story is people think $50 million is a lot for a quarterback. That's the going rate, man. Kyler Murray's making $45, $46 million.
46.
That guy sucks. Deshaun Watson is making 46.
Watson, yes!
That guy definitely sucks.
Kirk Cousins is making $45 million.
And that's the problem. That's that and Deshaun are the two problems with the quarterback situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the Christian Kirk. How's that guy doing? No longer with Jacksonville.
No longer.
And
yeah.
Set that stupid wide receiver market a couple years back.
He did.
It was like, Christian Kirk got, how much?
Who and how much?
And then it was like, well, now Devontae Adams is like, well, there's Christian Kirk.
Right.
And then there's me. And then Tyreek Hill said, well, there's these two guys. And then there's me.
Right.
Respect the text.
You're starting to see why you don't pay wide receivers. Because that's a great point. Because 3 years ago, Christian Kirk reset that market.
You pay wide receivers when you don't have a quarterback that's dominant. You don't pay receivers if you have a great quarterback.
So where do you fall with Jacksonville, though, paying Kirk with Trevor Lawrence?
It worked out for a year, and then I think Christian Kirk got hurt. Trevor Lawrence got hurt. Jacksonville became just abysmal to be around. They got rid of Calvin Ridley, and it just didn't really work out. Somebody says, I read somewhere the Giants were interested in Walter Pennington at quarterback. That's a deep listener.
That is a deep listener.
That's a deep cut. Yeah. Well done. Well done, 913. I went to school with a kid named Colin Pennington. His brother was a great baseball player. Colin was pretty good. Dak Prescott is a wet biscuit. Do you think Dak Prescott just needs to get out of Dallas and he could be good? Because he was an MVP candidate 2 years ago.
Yep.
Last year he got hurt. We remember hearing about his hamstring. Gross, obviously. Yeah. We're hearing about that. Do you think he just, like, Dallas is like where Dallas for quarterbacks is like the equivalent of like pitchers to Colorado? Just where you go to die because you just can't, the elements, like obviously you pitch at Coors Field, everything's going to skyrocket to the thin air. You go play quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. It's like, yeah, you're going to be good, but you're never going to get there because everyone's going to hold on to those 90s teams. And Jerry is going to keep bothering with your contract and your mindset and your psyche. Like the hell with going to Dallas to be a quarterback. Just like if somebody's like, hey, You can go to the Sacramento A's and be a pitcher, or you can go to Coors Field over the Colorado Rockies.
You're going to Sacramento.
You're not going to Colorado. I mean, just ask Mike Hampton how that worked out.
Hey, the paycheck was great, though.
Yeah, it was. And I'm sure he's got a beautiful home in Denver.
Yeah.
But, boy, is it tough to be a pitcher in Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
It just happens. Speaking of quarterbacks, Dove Kleinman, the way too early 2025 QB rankings. Want to guess who's number one?
Patrick Mahomes.
No, Josh Allen. Want to guess who's number two?
Patrick Mahomes.
No, Lamar Jackson. Want to guess who's number three?
Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Why? Why three?
Because he didn't win the MVP.
Okay.
And he didn't finish second in the MVP.
But he beat Lamar and Josh Allen in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Joe Burrow four, Jalen Hurts five, Jaden Daniels six, CJ Stroud seven, Dak eight, Jordan Love nine, Baker Mayfield 10.
Mm-hmm.
Good for Baker.
And they have Matthew Stafford on there as a Pittsburgh Steeler.
I do like that. That's interesting, right?
Would you rather see him go to Pittsburgh or New York?
Well, me personally, New York. I mean, there's no question, yeah. Mm.
NFL fan, Pittsburgh. Because they'd be fun. That'd be a legit contender.
Can I put on my tinfoil hat for you for just 1 second?
Yes,
that
please.
That North would be wild.
where haven't they won in a while in the NFL?
New York.
Either side, the Jets or the Giants. That's your number one
2011,
market.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about the playoffs.
The Giants won a playoff game.
I'm just talking Super Bowl. Sorry.
No. I'm talking just being a franchise that can stand up and not poop their pants, you know, every 5 minutes, right? New York has been a mess. New York is a mess for both the Giants and the Jets right now. I'm going to put my tinfoil hat on. I'm going to think Matthew Stafford ends up with the Giants. That's my script. That's my conspiracy for this offseason. They've got to figure out a way to turn one of those New York teams around and do it fast. And the Giants are a better team to turn around than the Jets are, because everybody lives in the misery with the Jets, right? People love the Jets' misery all over the place. They need the Giants to start performing well. And so that's why I think Matthew Stafford is going there. With all the emphasis that they put on L.A. over the last 7 years and making sure the Rams and the Chargers are legitimate teams out there, I think they're going to turn their attention to the East Coast. All right, we got to get this New York thing figured out. So I think Stafford ends up with the Giants because that's my tinfoil hat.
We have another gap question that we just created today. Is the gap between Dak, how close is the gap between Dak and Baker Mayfield?
I take Baker Mayfield 10 times out of 10 over Dak Prescott. It's not even a question.
What if Baker was in Dallas?
I'd be fun.
Yeah, I think, I don't know.
Because Baker's a Texas guy, right?
Well, he's from Austin.
Yeah.
The gap's very close. If that's the question, the gap is very close between Dak and Baker.
Dak Prescott?
I like Baker Mayfield a lot.
Everyone does, but me, yeah.
I mean, I really
I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah.
I don't have a huge fandom for him.
I just like the way that guy has gutted it out, right? Like, Baker Mayfield was the starting quarterback and the number one overall pick for the Cleveland Browns. Gets him back to the playoffs. They get rid of him for a jerk.
And
right?
won a playoff game, too.
And won a playoff game in Cleveland.
Beat
came
Pittsburgh.
In here, almost beat Kansas City in the COVID year, right? And they said, that's not enough. We're the Cleveland Browns, and you winning a playoff game and almost beating the Chiefs on the road in the playoffs is not enough for our franchise, because we've got just a history of success here in Cleveland. So we're going to go get rid of you and bring in this creep who, you know, is the most disgusting human being in the NFL, and we're going to replace you with him. We're going to trade you to Carolina. It's not going to go so well. Midway through that season, they're going to tell you to kick rocks. You're going to go to L.A. You're going to win a game in L.A. The Rams are going to tell you to kick rocks. And then you're going to be this free agent quarterback that nobody wants. Mm-hmm. Tampa took a flyer on you, and you went out there and you balled your ass off. Like, as just an American, like, that's an American success story, in my opinion, right there. Left for dead, came back from the ashes, and became a player that led a team to the postseason, and has been everything that you could potentially want in a quarterback. It would have been real easy for Baker Mayfield to just say, all right, I guess I just don't have it for the NFL. I mean, my God, Cleveland got rid of me. And he went on, and I mean, he took ownership of everything and became a really good quarterback. Like, I just love the fight in Baker Mayfield. I like Baker Mayfield. Do you know Baker Mayfield was essentially homeless growing up? Like, his parents were always out of jobs. They didn't have, wasn't a great, you know, living situation for him growing up. His dad was one of these guys that fighting all the time to get these jobs. So this guy's been a fighter his entire career. Mm. There's just something about that guy that I like, man.
Yeah, I mean, like C.J. Stroud, I mean, his dad's been in jail his whole life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I mean, there's a story for everybody. I think my problem with Baker Mayfield is that, like, he won the Heisman. He was super arrogant. And if you're going to carry that, you carry to the NFL. Now, granted, he was, you know, knocked down a peg a few, then got, I think where a lot of people came back to the Baker Mayfield train was when he was picked up by the Rams and won a game, like after being there for like 3 days.
Yeah.
And then the video went viral with McVay and all that sort of stuff. And then obviously had a decent year with Tampa Bay, but like, let's see more of it, you know, like let's see you do more of it. Like, you know, you had a really good situation. You had, you know, Godwin and you had Bucky Irving and Rashad White, and you had Chris, like Mike Evans. So, like, yeah, you're an NFL quarterback. You had good times or good talent around you, but like, can you sustain it? Can it be more than just a 1 year deal?
It's been a couple of years now in Tampa where they've done some good winning, right?
I mean, yeah,
one in Cleveland. I mean, that's like moving an iceberg these days,
right? But if you're gonna be that guy, like, I never thought Manziel was gonna make it in the NFL.
Oh, and God, no.
I just. I just didn't think so. I didn't think Tebow was going to make it in the NFL. Nope. Were they great quarterbacks in college? Absolutely. I just didn't think they were ready or they were going to be that person in the NFL.
And that's kind of the way I look at Shador Sanders right now. Like, I don't think he's going to be a good NFL quarterback at all.
Yeah, but he wasn't even really on that level of like Tebow and Manziel and those type of guys. Like, I mean, all those guys were Heisman Trophy winners. Now, again, Shador had some arguments in the season that he could be a finalist for the Heisman Trophy winner. But, I mean, there's some names below Baker Mayfield that I would take over Baker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would take Stafford. I would take Caleb Williams. I would take Jared Goff. I would take Herbert. Would you take Bo Nix over Baker Mayfield? Because he's 20th on the 2025 early prediction quarterbacks.
Not yet.
Would you take Sam Darnold over Baker Mayfield?
No. Yeah, I wouldn't either. Same tier. I'd take Baker, though.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy?
No.
Because I think they're essentially the same quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just similar to Purdy. I don't know.
I mean, if you take Purdy out of San Francisco and you take Baker out of Tampa, they're the same quarterback. But you put them both on the same teams, they're the same quarterback.
But Baker's won like just about everywhere he's been, you know?
Purdy
like,
went to a Super Bowl.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, I get that. Like, I mean, I understand that he went to a Super Bowl, but I'm just not a fan. It doesn't do it for me, you know?
Yeah.
No. Personal preference. Like, you like chocolate, I like vanilla, whatever. Like, it's just not me.
Michael Penix or Baker Mayfield?
I would go with Penix. I'm a Penix fan.
Yeah. Gosh, they got Aaron Rodgers in L.A.
They got Aaron Rodgers in L.A. They got Shador Sanders with the Giants. They've got J.J. McCarthy.
Justin Fields with the Jets.
I mean, come
on. Please make it happen.
Make that happen.
I root nothing more for than the Jets just to be an absolute sideshow.
Exactly. That's what the Jets bring to the party.
Yeah.
Okay? The Jets don't need to win. The Jets being an unmitigated disaster is good for the NFL.
That's true.
I don't think I've ever liked the Jets. I hated Rex Ryan, his stupid vest with the Jets. I sound like the guy from the Patriot. Did he die? That stupid boy. Before this war is over, I'm going to kill you. Greatest line in the movie. I just never been a huge fan of the Jets. I just never liked Mark Sanchez. I didn't like Rex Ryan. I didn't like Braylon Edwards. I really didn't like Curtis Martin. I've just never been a Jets guy.
Yeah, like they're,
I don't know what it is.
Their fan base are a bunch of people that have been beaten down their entire lives. They root for the Mets and the Jets. And there's nothing better for baseball than the Mets spending money and being an unmitigated disaster and the Jets being an unmitigated disaster. And the reason for that is because everybody on ESPN is a Jets and a Mets fan. And so they melt down and it's great entertainment. It's fun to watch Jet fans wallow in their misery because they know they're never getting out of it. That's your lot in life. You choose to root for the Jets. You choose a lifetime of pain. That's your problem. And we can all take joy in it. It's Schadenfreude in the NFL. You need that. That's who the Jets are. They need the Giants to win because they need that New York market involved in the NFL because for the last couple of years, it's been closed doors of what's going on in the NFL in the number one market in the country.
Somebody says, Caleb Williams over Baker. He's serious. You guys have got to grow up out of this Caleb stock.
Oh, I'm not a Caleb Williams fan. I think he stinks, but that's just, again, that's my personal preference, you know?
Yeah, you've been consistent on that.
Yeah.
That's like your opinion, man. Somebody says, from the 913, the Jets are like the drunk guy at a party that chugs a beer, does a backflip, and promptly passes out, then tries to fight someone while leaning on the wall.
That's a great analogy. I love it.
Nice.
Yeah, you get the day. Because I was trying to think of like a Jets fan. Like
Class
of
95.
Yeah, Jets at the party. Yeah, like they're holding on to Joe Namath still. And, you know, like it's so good when they lose because it's very entertaining. It's very entertaining.
What's better for their sport, the Lakers winning or the Jets losing?
Lakers winning.
Yeah, Lakers winning.
Because everybody's on the Lakers bandwagon now. Luka drops a 30 triple-double last night. They win again. They're beating his old team. LeBron looks younger. Luka looks thinner.
I'm sure Stephen A. is going to be on today. Oh, I think the Lakers can win it all. You know,
he's on right now.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Rams give permission to Stafford to talk to other teams.
Because, like, in football, you can find another team. Like, the Jets are the best team to hate on and bash on. But we could find it. Like, the Browns. We like bashing on the Browns. We can find other losers. But the Lakers, you need...
Every sport, Jets or football's loved, hated team.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball is...
The Dodgers now. It has to be, right? You're either a Dodger fan or you're rooting against them to lose.
They win.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like similar to the Jets.
Oh, to the Jets. It's the Mets.
It is the Mets.
Okay, of course it's the Mets. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
No matter what they do, they just can't get out of their own way.
Is it really basketball, the Knicks?
Yeah, probably.
Golly, that's tough, dude.
Damn.
So it's the Knicks, the Mets, and the Jets?
Yeah.
Woofta.
Yikes.
Wow. So New York, own it. Lean into it.
Because even when the Knicks are good, they're not that good.
Apparently Patrick Mahomes is a myth, according to John Frischella.
I don't know who he is.
Well, he's got 6 points that make absolutely zero sense. He says, is the legend of Patrick Mahomes actually just a myth? Played terribly most of the first Super Bowl against the Niners, threw 2 interceptions. Damien Williams should have been the MVP. Number two, he got demolished by old man Tom Brady in the Super Bowl versus the Bucks, threw 2 interceptions, 0 touchdowns. Number three, he got demolished by Jalen Hurts this year, played horribly from the jump, threw 2 interceptions. When they actually beat the Eagles, number four, Mahomes only threw for 182 yards. Number five, Mahomes was the 17th in passer rating this year, worse than Russell Wilson and Derek Carr.
What does that matter?
I don't know. Derek Carr played like 5 games.
Yeah.
Number six, his passing yards have gone down from 52-50, the second most in the NFL's history of passing yards, to 41-83, solid, to now just, you know, shy of 4,000, 3,928. And then he finishes the post off of, is he just not that good without Tyreek Hill?
Well, you know, he didn't play the last game of the year this year, so he would have been over 4,000 yards had he played the last game of the year. He didn't have his top two wide receivers all season. He didn't have a star running back for most of the year, never had a left tackle. So do you want to still have a conversation, John, or do you just want to put low-hanging fruit out there and continue to hide behind that? Because that's what somebody who's trying to gain attention and notoriety and, you know, trying to make a name for themselves, they put dumb stuff out there. So people like us react to that dumb stuff. And I will say, all that stuff that you listed about Patrick Mahomes is exactly why he's the greatest quarterback out there. Because when he doesn't play his best, he still finds ways to lead his team to victory.
4 of his 6 points were Super Bowls.
That's right.
Yeah. And then his last point was, is he just not as good without Tyreek Hill? And the year after they lost Tyreek Hill, they won the Super Bowl, won back-to-back, actually. He had the number one offense, won MVP the year after they lost Tyreek Hill. So to me, Patrick Mahomes is...
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adel Dazeem.
I mean, like, I just... Like, that's cool. Free content. We appreciate it. We're not going to go more than 3 minutes on it this time, but, like, you know, on all honesty...
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Fair point.
But
that's
it
fine.
I mean, it's idiocy because if you actually get into the weeds of the why, which I know a lot of people in our medium don't want to do because it's hard and it takes work and it's effort and they just want to throw things up there and slap stuff up and get reaction. If you look at why Patrick Mahomes has certain numbers or why he's here or why he's there, he's a guy that's had to adapt every year to new wide receivers, to a new offensive style, to different things that they're doing. You take away a speed burner like Tyreek Hill, and the man still goes to 3 straight Super Bowls. Nobody else on planet Earth is doing anything like that. Take Mariano Rivera away from the Yankees in the 90s. They're not world champions, right? You take certain players away that are good at what they do and know how to adjust and better than everybody else and smarter than everybody else. They're not the same team. This team with the Chiefs right now, if you take Patrick Mahomes off this team, a couple of games over 500 each year, you're not a Super Bowl team at all. I mean, it's ridiculous to kind of say that nonsense. That sounds like a guy to me who asked Patrick Mahomes for an autograph and the guy got turned down.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen the best of Trevor. I'm really excited for Liam to get a chance to work with him, support him, and really bring the tools that he has in his arsenal to life. And I think it starts by the protection, right? Making sure that he feels like he's got as much time to work with as possible, and also that he's comfortable with the pass catchers. And so I think through that lens, he's going to feel that change in both the operation schematically and then the personnel that we invited in.
Well, there's your Jags GM ready for Trevor Lawrence talking into a Pringles can.
That's right. Looking like Justin Timberlake or, you know, one of the guys from 98 Degrees or NSYNC back in the day.
Which one?
Lance Bass, he looks a lot like, I think, actually.
He's going to try to go to the moon?
Yeah. I mean, he looks to me, looks a lot like Lance Bass in the pictures that I've seen of him at the combine. And
no, that's Fatone.
Joey Fatone. Joey okay. Fat One. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was married to Jessica Simpson.
No. No, that was Nick Lachey. I immediately whacked it off. Yeah.
He's trying to get me.
Yeah. So is tuna chicken?
It's the chicken of the sea.
Yeah. Yeah, so either way you want to look at it. It is that time of year for people to go on vacation, and I ask you, Where's the number one spot to go for a spring break vacation? Because I think I have a couple in mind, and I bring up the most popular spots to avoid if you do, in fact, have that opportunity. Vesco, Dusty, Mac, you're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Vesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
All right, we're back at it on Wednesday here on Fesco and Dusty, 96.5 The Fan with you, getting ready for Cody and Gold coming your way here in a couple of minutes. And Dusty wanted to talk about top places to visit this time of the year. But I got a question for everybody out there. There was another near miss yesterday on the tarmac with that. Have you seen the Southwest touch and go up at Midway the other day? Are you afraid to fly now because of what we're seeing out there? Does it scare you, or do you just think, like, now all of a sudden we're just seeing everything that has taken place? Because I think I've always been convinced there are more near misses than we ever know about, you know, in the skies out there. How could there not be, in airports and all that kind of stuff? I feel like now anytime there's even something close to a near miss, we're going to see it. Now, that thing was wild yesterday. I mean, I've been on a plane that has touched and gone before. I think Josh told me one time it happened with the Chiefs where they touched and went because they mistimed the runway or whatever it was. And you go back up, and that's a hell of a pilot, man. That's like what a hero really is. Like, all of a sudden you see that, you're right back up in the air. It was crazy video. Is that impacting you? Do you care? Is it affecting your plans of going forward of, maybe we'll drive this year on vacation as opposed to take it to the friendly skies?
Yeah, I'll drive. Really? If it wasn't 13 hours to New Orleans, I'd have drove. If it was 8 hours, my ass was driving.
Really?
Yes, I hate to fly.
Oh, see, it doesn't faze me at all.
There was a dead body next to somebody.
Well, it happens. I mean, everybody dies.
Yeah, it happens.
It's an 18-hour flight. I mean, what do you expect?
That's life.
It is. Yeah. It happens. Yeah, people die. But no, I still think
that happens. There's no way. Is there a dead corpse next to you? No. You die in a plane because you're allergic to peanuts. You don't die in a plane and just sit there for 7 hours.
And then the headlines that I read about that story are, it said something to the effect of dead body placed next to these people. I'm like, no, it wasn't placed. The body died. Person's dead. You're not propping up Aunt Edna on the plane before you take it off. I mean, we're not doing that. Ugh. Usually if you're dead, and I hate to be this crass, you're with the luggage. That's kind of how they transport dead bodies, underneath the plane if you're transporting a dead body. If she was dead before takeoff and they propped her in that seat, there can be a lot of lawsuits.
I was about to say.
A lot of people aren't ever going to work again in their lives because everybody on that plane has a lawsuit that you put me in there with a dead body in a seat.
Oh, if I was the person sitting next to her, I'd have enough money to buy my own plane.
Like, what? I mean, I don't think there's anything you can do. You know, you're up in the air. This person dies next to you. Now, if that dead body was placed to me before we took off, I'm not taking off. I'm opening the exit door.
Yeah.
Okay? At that point in time, I'm not traveling from Australia, I think it was to London, with a dead body next to me.
If there was a dead body next to me, I would have said bomb on an airplane.
Just to get out.
Just to be like, dude, you're arrested. I'd be like, cool, there's a dead body next to me. Shut up. Wait, man, this guy's serious.
Yeah, no, sir, I hate to break this to you. I know the seat's supposed to be empty, but Mildred died, and we got to get her back. Would you mind if you sat next to Millie? No.
Absolutely not.
No. So don't say the body was placed. Like, that's the clickbait headline
very much
stuff.
So.
No, she was dead. She died on the flight. She was dead beforehand. She's underneath.
Seeing to Dusty's point, he could just pull over and set the body and keep going, keep driving. So, that's the pros of the car, I guess.
But what about you? Does it freak you out at all? Does it freak the text line out now that we're seeing all of these near misses, if you will?
We've got someone definitely don't want to do it. They have a Southwest flight booked to New Orleans this weekend. That's from the 816. They don't want to do it. It does cross my mind, but to your point, it wouldn't change my travel plans. Like, I'm still going to fly. I'm still going to do it and buck up. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not scared, but it's crossing my mind thinking about it now, which I never would have thought about it. But I agree with your point, and we always bring up the news likes to fearmonger, and so that's part of that angle too. And I think you're probably right. Technology, news, all that's catching up. This isn't just happening, right?
Once that crash happened in DC, we're going to see every near miss that takes place from here on out. That's just the way we operate now as a society, right? And now, again, that thing yesterday was incredible video. That's why they kept showing it. And you saw it everywhere because you literally saw this plane land and then boom, take right off again. And this other plane just kind of meander underneath. Like, you know, so that, like, I don't know. I'm just curious if it's affecting the way people are going to, you know, start to think about traveling, especially now with the summer travel season. We got spring break in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to decide, we ain't getting up in that air?
What do you think is the best spot to go for spring break this time of year? Because according to the research that I found, the top places to travel for spring break are Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Atlanta. I'm not sure why.
Why Atlanta?
It's fun. You go to Magic City, but you get the wings.
I mean,
Miami, New York, Honolulu. How rich are you? Anaheim, Tampa, Chicago, and Charlotte.
Well, Chicago's off the list. It's cold. I'm going on spring break. I don't want to go to Chicago. Yeah. I want to go someplace nice. So on that list.
But those are the places I wouldn't go to any of those. I would avoid all of that.
I'm not an Orlando guy. Miami can be okay. Atlanta, I've been offered jobs down in Atlanta, you know, and I was like, why? You know, like, yeah, it doesn't really offer me much.
Terrible traffic.
I'm not going to Honolulu for spring break. I'm definitely not doing New York. Too cold. Anaheim, L.A., I've been. I don't need to spring break that. But of those cities on the list, probably Anaheim, Los Angeles would be the one I would take. I would cross off Anaheim and do L.A. and Manhattan Beach and, you know, Southern California. But, I mean, it's not exactly a great list of, you know.
No surprise here for me. To me, it's Scottsdale or surprise. And
yeah,
then
it's Arizona.
Or it's Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
Which I know Myrtle Beach is probably popular with spring breakers, but I wouldn't go to that beach. I would find somewhere else, and I also it's just because of golf.
Golf, yeah.
Because also Arizona's not as hot as it normally is right now.
It's beautiful out there right now.
And Carolina's not as hot as it's going to be right now. And I think a lot of people still, for spring break, go to, like, Panama City.
Mm-hmm.
They go to Nashville, or they go to, you know, Florida, Georgia, Bama, or whatever the hell.
Florabama, down there.
Destin, you know,
and the Gulf Shores. Bachelor party. It was fun.
You know, Padre Island.
Gulf Shores is fun.
That's one place we haven't been. We talk about it all the time. I hear great things about it, though. Like,
right.
You know, I'd love to go down there. Padre Island is another one where people love to go on spring break. But that list of spring, like, what does Charlotte, North Carolina offer?
Charlotte? Charlotte's beautiful.
I've heard great things. I'd love to go.
If I go to Charlotte, okay, what am I doing there?
Breweries. Catch an NBA game.
A lot of breweries is what I've heard. Great hiking and biking if you're an outdoors guy.
Great barbecue. The
what's there to see? I need something to see. Like, tell me, like, what is, like, for bad example, St. Louis has the Arch.
Yeah.
What does Charlotte have? Because Charlotte kind of falls into that same category for me as Atlanta. It's a big city. There's a lot of things for people to do job-wise, but what am I going to see there? Like the world of Coca-Cola in Atlanta, the Martin Luther King stuff, the civil rights stuff in Atlanta. What am I seeing in Charlotte?
Arts and music, festivals, barbecue, North Carolina-style barbecue. I don't know if that's your thing. They have an NFL team, NBA team, MLS team, NASCAR, whitewater rafting, biking, trail running. That fits all your stuff.
I like the whitewater rafting.
816 says Breck or Winter Park over the beaches.
Yeah, that's great for skiing right now. Yeah, my man Jim's out skiing Winter Park right
Lucky.
Now. He sends me videos and the runs that he's doing.
Bring
and,
me
you
Jim,
know.
Please.
He's gone every week since the Super Bowl. I mean, like, what do you, like, every week? I head back out to Colorado.
Dude.
Thanks, Jim.
So jealous.
I love that they said Breck.
Breck, yeah.
Shock him, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Hit the slopes.
Good pow outside right now.
Yeah. It's super powdery.
Gotta have the powder.
Yeah. Gotta have that pow, baby.
Oh, that's a fresh powder out there for skiing. Oh, everybody will tell you. I get texts from people out there all the time that are skiing. Great powder today. I'm like, I don't ski, but I'm glad you are. You know, it's fantastic. But again, Charlotte, I don't need barbecue. I've got it here. I don't need breweries. I got it there, right?
Yeah, like, but it's not the same barbecue. In Charlotte, they do like the pulled pork with the coleslaw with the mustard vinaigrette barbecue. It's money.
Yeah, but I'm not taking a vacation because of that.
No, but that's part of the added. You ask, like, if I go to Charlotte, what do I do? Like, that's something that you would do.
But like, everything that you read on that list of Charlotte is something I can probably do elsewhere. Like what makes Charlotte unique? I feel like a lot of these southern cities that are starting to be like up and comers, there's nothing unique about them. Oh, you got to go and see the Bean in Chicago, or you got to see the Empire State Building or the Golden Gate Bridge, or what do I need to see in Charlotte? What do I need to see in Atlanta?
The NASCAR Hall of Fame.
I mean, other than Broadway, what does Nashville offer me, right? Like, what's there to nothing. See?
But then again, you could say that about every place. You could be like, what do I need to go to Kansas City for?
Negro Leagues, Baseball Museum, World War I Museum.
Now you're doing the same thing we just did to you about Charlotte. NASCAR Hall of Fame. You could go try the barbecue. Kansas City, you go see the Negro Leagues Baseball Hall of Fame. You go see the good barbecue in Kansas City. Like, Charlotte has its things, too.
Yeah, but nothing that really interests me. I'll be honest with you. But
because you just don't give it a chance. You're just shutting it down.
No, I'm not. I listen. I'm like, whitewater rafting. You can do that a lot of different places. Trail running, you can do that. A lot of different places.
I don't know. I guess I'm out on this. I love that sort of area.
Okay, so. That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. But for me, I'm just like, meh.
620 says, my wife and I went to Seattle one time in college for spring break. Didn't rain one time, 70 degrees every day.
Nice. Yeah, that'd Seattle, be cool. Seattle was a lot of fun. Space Needle, you can do that. Go out in the Puget Sound and stuff like that.
I didn't go during spring break, but I went to Portland, Oregon in June, and it only rained once for 5 seconds.
I think that's a big misnomer because we were there in the summertime, too. We didn't see any rain.
Yeah, it was
Blind Melon, man.
Oof. No rain.
Those are two places I want to cross off my list.
Portland, Oregon?
And Seattle, yep.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that all in one weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
we took the train from Seattle to Portland. It was 4 hours. It was great.
Nice.
You step over all the homeless and drugs on the way to the tracks. It's perfect.
Lovely.
Somebody says, I'm going to New Orleans for spring break this year. I can tell you where to go and where not to go in that city. Go to the French Quarter and just eat anything you possibly want for a week and then just exercise. But also on your...
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
trip to spring break into every day the rest of your life. Go do something nice for somebody, because honestly, you never know. It could change their day, week, their month, or even their year. Kansas City is simply cool to care. Stay safe. Stay kind. Coming up next, it's Cody, Golden, Drew, 10 to 2.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.